بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم once came to for the Fajr with a slight delay. Sahaba Ikram were obviously anxious to know the reason for the delay. Everything in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very special, and the Sahaba Ikram had immediately taken note, recorded it straight away. What were his moves, what were his words, what were his thoughts, what was his behavior. So all the ummah put together cannot fulfill the right of the Sahaba. Every action, every move, they readily took it, recorded it, passed it on. So here, Rasulullah Wasim explained that I saw Allah Ta'ala in the most beautiful appearance. Here, in this life, we see a small glimpse of the reflection of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, and you get mad. Can't think right, can't work right. Whereas it's a small little glimpse of the grand glory of Allah Ta'ala. What will be Jannat like? What will be the beauty there like? Just switch your mind, and this will help you, inshallah, to overcome this type of hurdles. One person says, no, fall in love and listen to the feel so that I can appreciate the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. He was told, and feel the palms of your wife, or your mother, your sister. But now Shaitan puts it in your mind, no, there's something different here. So the same pleasure you could have got here, you could have got in your own wife. But then Shaitan tricks us. Allah Pak saves us, save us all from the tricks of Shaitan. Our elders say, just adjust the mind and be easy for you to overcome these tricks and these plots of Shaitan. Think to yourself for a moment, it is the same enjoyment. What this woman has got, this woman has got the same thing. Nothing different. Like how you are drinking Coke in a can, or in a glass, or in a bottle, right? The same thing, isn't it? Nothing different. So just switch your mind. It's the same thing here, same thing there. So I mustn't get mad over this thing. Whole world, this is where we have gone off, seeing this, seeing that, and that. And the whole thing creates a turbulence in the mind. We can't focus on the things that we need to focus on. And we go into this imaginary, illusionary things, looking for higher levels of pleasure and higher levels of enjoyment. Wallah, the same thing you'll get in your wife. If you listen to Allah Ta'ala and obey His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you're searching here, you find in your wife, you find it. So, why go in circles? Think of the beauty of Jannat, what Allah Pak has got. As the Jannati will step into Jannat and his eyes step onto the hoors of Jannat, there's one hoor. we won't be able to overcome the excitement. It will take him approximately 500 years just to overcome the excitement. But then this excitement will be experienced by that person fully who guarded himself here. You didn't guard yourself here, then how you expect to get the full satisfaction there? So to the extent that you guarded yourself here, will you be able to enjoy that fully and completely? This is like a prepay. Pay for it and get the full satisfaction. If someone has fallen into all these things here, it is a time to make tawbah, cry. And Allah Pak likes your crying, your tearing, your crying. When did Allah Ta'ala turn you empty-handed? Inna Allah yastahi an yarudda yadayhi an rafa yadayhi yastahi Allah an yarudda yadayhi sifran. Hands, pick up your hands, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala also feels ashamed to send you back empty-handed. Give you something. So you tried everything else. In the pursuit of rubbish and filth. Now, at least for some time, turn your mind in the pursuit of something that is real. This is rubbish. It's filth. It's dirt. Because we didn't see purity yet. Therefore, our hearts were locked up in this thing. The day Allah shows us that purity, then we will realize what we're running after was filth and dirt. So nonetheless, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen Allah Ta'ala in the most beautiful appearance. Allah Ta'ala had placed his hand on his shoulder until the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I could see the whole world. I could see. Everything just lit up. So when everything lit up, I could see what deeds bring progress. So everything opened out, and Allah allowed the visa to see all those avenues through which you can escalate. And that's what we are here for. Get some escalation, move up. So when I saw this, when I seen this entire scene, then I could see those avenues that will elevate you. So some of the actions that Islam explains that will elevate after seeing everything. See? One is, you are guessing, right? Trying something. I'm pressing this button, I expect to get some luck. Pressing this, I'm expecting to get luck. And what is the person is shown? So can there be any doubt? He's shown everything. When he's shown, then there can't be any doubt. So he says, yes, I see that the three actions that even the malaika are envious over. يَخْتَسِمُ فِيَا الْمَلَوُ الْأَعْلَى. Even the malaika, they compete. So how great they may be. One is إِسْبَاغُ الْوُدُوِي عَلَى الْمُكَارِي. Make proper wuzu. The proper wuzu requires that there's no wastage. No wastage. Are you washing your face? Don't let the tap run while you're washing the face. But don't open the tap more than what you require. Just to the point of need, use that amount of water and close the tap. The Sa'd radiyallahu anhu was making wuzu on the bank of a river, or somewhere he was making wuzu. And Nabi Sallam had cautioned him, don't waste. Walo ala shatti nahrin, even if you are on the bank of a river, so much of water. So Allah had shown Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the areas where you're going to lose, the areas that you're going to gain. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his compassion, in his love, he had passed it on to us. When we have got it now, it is just for us to appreciate it. So do the wuzu correctly. One is not to waste. One is to ensure that we wash those limbs correctly. Like you're washing your hand, and correctly till the elbow, see that the hand is washed correctly. Doing the massage, then see that the entire head is done. Now, let it not be that we become so careful of our hairstyle that the hairstyle becomes more important than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The hairstyle, to hell with it. You understand Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what sacrifices he made. After that rubbish hairstyle, and we discard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are we showing the real love? How much he loved us, and how are we returning the love? Sometimes you see, whole night he cried. Whole night. Here, Mawlana made dua, 10, 15 minutes, some people got tired. Right? Here, whole night he cried for you. And then this is the regard that we show. That the hairstyle, etc., becomes more important than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I say, are we thinking carefully? So, his teaching was that Isbahu Rizdu, Isti'abu Ras, Musa, entire head. Start off from the beginning, from the front, to the nape, including the nape, and bring it back. Then, with the little fingers, bring inside the ear, and then the index finger and the thumb like this. So the whole head is covered and the ears are covered as well. So isbaghul wudu, complete. Whether it is the summer months, whether it is the winter months, but see that wudu is done correctly. Then whilst washing the feet, see, in the winter months what happens, the skin of the feet comes a little bit hard. And it may be that the water just slips over. So see to it that you rub the feet properly, especially underneath, so that the feet is washed well, correctly, without wastage. And again, the perfection of wuzu, be those du'as. And you start off, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. And for people that don't know many du'as, one sunnah du'a that's recorded in the hadith, أَمَّغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي وَوَسِّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي. Don't know other du'as, but at least this du'a, أَمَّغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي وَوَسِّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي. All the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are perfect. Perfect. And I feel convinced it's a miracle. It's not just a man, for instance, it's a miracle. Because what we need, right, all the time is Allah's forgiveness. That's the first thing asked. So to get into the threshold, you need a clean slate. You can't go with a dirty slate. So you ask for forgiveness. That was the first thing that was required. وَوَسِّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي. And give me vastness in my house, so that you don't feel constricted. However it is, if it's 2x2 or 3x3, but give me some vastness. So Allah will give you vastness in spite of the constriction of the place. Sometimes you give vastness that way. or you will feel very much relaxed. However you are living, you will find the relaxation. It may not be like a palatial home, but the promise of Allah Ta'ala, you do iman and righteous deeds, right? Righteous works. فَلَنُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala will give an enjoyable life, right? And وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, right? And أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ, and you forget Allah Ta'ala, that's what happens. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Then the life becomes constricted, right? الْأَرْضُ بِمَا, in spite of all its vastness, it closes on to you. You think I got everything, but still I don't have the satisfaction. So the sunnah, the way of Rasulullah, and remembering Allah Ta'ala, not forgetting Him, not being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Forgetting means unmindful. You're not being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, you can't see that vastness, mind, in your life, in everything, right? Otherwise, in spite of everything, daqat alihimul ardu bima rahubat. In spite of the vastness, the earth closed up onto you. Ma'ishatan dhankaw wa nahshuruhu yawm al-qiyamati a'ma. In this world, life becomes constricted. In the hereafter, then you are coming up from your grave totally blind. You know, the most horrible day. And you're coming up blind, can't see it. Can you imagine now what will be the extent of the horror there? Being unmindful, just doing things randomly. Whatever comes to your mind, just doing it. You're not asking yourself, is this approved by Allah Ta'ala? Is it endorsed by His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We don't do it, just comes to your mind, we just do it. So the first dua, Allahumma fill li zambi. Then wasi li fi dari. And the third dua, barik li fi rizqi. Now you got a nice home, right? Then atimu ta'am, feed people. So, sahaba kiram, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and therefore hospitality we can't reach. It's too much. Now just want to insert the sahaba kiram to understand the extent of the hospitality. Enough food just for the children, wife and children. In the meanwhile there's a guest, so they all say, alright, if you won't have, give it to the guest. But now, it's just enough for one person. He'll eat properly, right? So how must we, because he'll want us to join him in the meal. So how can we make it happen that he eats, otherwise we don't eat? So tell the wife to try and fix the lamp up and let the guest eat. And Allah was so pleased, He sent an ayat, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. So that food, you may have not eaten it, right? But can you get something like the divine endorsement? To the day of Qiyamah, this Ansari Sahabi who had fed, right? His name is the Quran. That you have preferred others, though you were in constraints. Can you replace this? Can you find a substitute? You could have eaten very well. Right. But then you wouldn't have got this honor. Allah says, "Yutiruna ala anfusim wa lukana." So instead of wasting our money in unnecessary pursuits, lots of the ummah's time, energy, and wealth is spent on things that are not peripheral things. But absolute nonsense in what we're viewing, what we're listening to. Most of it is nonsense, right? most la khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. Most of the discussions, there's nothing in it. So the right thing is feed someone, help him out. On the day of Qiyamah, as people are marching the different checkpoints, like how you have a custom checkpoints, right? So there are different checkpoints on the day of Qiyamah. Immigrations. You have just immigrated onto the plains of the Hashar. The whole immigration process started off. So, can you imagine the plight? The whole immigration. No contact. لا تنفعها الشفاعة ولا يقبل منها عدل. You can't grease the palm. And no influence. Malaika don't need to grease the hands. They don't need it. So your grease of no effect there. No contacts, no valves, nothing works. So now, in a state of total darkness, you have to march, absolute darkness. So there's three classes of people. One class, in the beginning they are in darkness, and straight away they fall into the pit of hell, kafir, right? One class will get some light for some times, and then darkness overcomes them. قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. This group is the munafiqeen. Munafiqeen, who are they? They are those who are just concerned about presentation. That it must appear nice. The appearance must be right. They are not worried about correcting their minds, not worried about correcting their personal lives, they are not worried about their beliefs, but the main concern is everything must appear to be nice. Just the appearance. So they're not worried about beliefs, not worried about anything else. Like the average person that goes to school, right? Secular education, then he must come out with some bad influence. The one that knows about it, he knows. But the one that is soaked in it, he can't see the wrong. But the genuine wrong. Because it was designed by Kufar to create a certain mindset. Who designed it? Designed by Kufar to create a certain mindset, a circular mindset, an atheist mindset, right? It was designed like that. So everything is just about dunya and everything about a godless culture. So what happens to the person's mind? So the mind is upset now because of how it was trained the wrong way. So we're talking about the day of Qiyamah and how serious it is. So one is the kafir, he is overwhelmed with darkness. Then you're getting a munafiq who's just worried about fronting, nothing else. He's not worried about correcting his mind, his thinking, his behavior, so long as he's got a good social standing, social status, he's got it. So everything else becomes immaterial. So now this person here, at the beginning, he will have some light. Now, then that light is taken away. Now imagine now you're going to an immigration and you're covered up in total darkness, absolute darkness. Now they're pleading to the Muslims, but unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum. What are they asking? Unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum. Just wait for us. Wait for us, and we can draw from your light. Just wait for us, hold on, so that we can draw from your light. Unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum. And they'll further say, Alam nakum ma'akum, but we used to be with you. You know, we used to be hanging around with you. Now this is that class of people that were just worried about fronting, not worried about correcting yourselves. So your main concern is, how am I viewed by people, not how am I viewed by Allah Ta'ala. So the Muslim's mind is, how am I viewed by Allah Ta'ala? And his mind is, because he was circularly educated, so how am I viewed by people? So now, he tell the people, Alam nakum ma'akum, but we used to be with you. So now, just hold on, give us some, let us take from your light. So the Muslims will then say, Irji'u, qirarji'u wara'akum, faltamisu nura. Go to the back, go to the rear, and the spot where the light was distributed, go and get the light from there. قِيلَرْجِيُوا وَرَاكُمْ فَالْتَمِيسُوا مُرَا فَدُّرِيبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورِ اللَّهُ بَابُ. As these munafiqins go back, then immediately there will be a wall that will be erected. بَاطِنُهُ فِي الرَّحْمَةِ. So one side of the wall, the inside, will be the Muslims, right? There's light. Rahmat. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And on the other side, the munafiqin, all punishment, darkness, zulumat. Batinu fi rahmatu wa zahir min qibli al-adab. So they'll say, but you know, we were with you. So the Muslims will reply, Qalu bala, yes, walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum, watarabbastum. Yes, you are playing a double role. What? You're playing a balancing role. Let him be happy also, and let him be playing a balancing role. So the kuffar must be happy with you, and you think that Allah also will be happy. So you can go into a interfaith, multi-faith, thinking to yourself, I'll please these people also, and I'll please Allah Ta'ala also. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Now this is such an international fitna, very few of us take cognizance of it. So there are some people here from Nigeria, showing how this fitna works. You hear some ulama, so you ask them what is the Muslim population, or over 100 million is the Muslim population. So I said, how's Islam, etc., in Nigeria, the neighboring? So they introduced something new there. That what they introduced there is Chrislam. Chrislam, a mixture of Islam and Christianity. Now, Islam doesn't gel with these things. That is kufr. But they have bluffed into it. On a Sunday you go to church, Friday you come to the masjid. One day you in Islam. Islam doesn't entertain this. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. Come here, come pure. مَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Anything besides that, it will bring you total disaster and problems. So here, they asked him, alright, what percent of the 100 over 100 million have gone into Islam? Said at least about 25%. Now this pure kufr, you know, the fronting Islam. So these people here, see their plight. So from the beginning, they tried to bluff Allah Ta'ala, right? يُخَادِئُونَ Allah. Now they caught in their own deceit. Here fronting, right? So they appeared like Muslims at times. So now, here on the day of Qiyamah, they caught. So Nigeria, they do it like this. And internationally, they're doing it under the name of interfaith. See? And the whole idea is, لَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَى النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. All they plan is that you must follow them. What? لَن تَرْضَى. How clear is the Quran says? So they're giving different names, but the idea is to get you onto their line. Islam, they got one place they got interfaith, multi-faith. Right? We all in one platform. You can do your Satanism on that platform, same stage. You can do your Christianity, you can do your Hindu, you can do your Buddha, you can do your Islam. All. So we are happy community, happy clappy community. You know, Satanism also, atheism, Islam, everything together one place. Now that can't work. It's impossible for it to work. A simple example is, see, the worst thing in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is shirk. Shirk and kufr is the worst thing. And it's got a terrible stench also. But just that we can't perceive the stench. Hadith says, that when a person speaks a lie, right, the stench is so terrible that the malaika have to go 1 mile away from him just for a lie. So for shirk and kufr, how much will the stench must be? But just a lie is so terrible, so what must be the stench of it? So dirty, so filthy. You know, you take an exception if someone comes in with some impurity. But with shirk and kufr, not exception, then you have to be thrown out. It's so dirty, it's so filthy. Now you imagine, right, it's one pot. In that pot you want to put halal, meat and pork. Can it work? Now this is not pork, this is suraj. Shirk is suraj. Kufr. But the talk of interfaith is you trying to mix suraj with halal meat. Can it work? Will you eat that? It's so terrible. But we can't seem to be fathoming the filthy, right? I say it's so filthy. Imagine for a moment a nice pot of biryani, right? And the child's used nappies and all the dirt and filth is over that pot. Will you eat on that? So now, how do you expect that interfaith to work? Is that putting that on the same line, Islam, Satanism, Shiaism, Buddhism, all one line. Can it work? So it's the filth is even worse than that. So this is an orchestrated idea, right? How to dilute Islam, how to remove it from all its values. And we can't see it. Right? It's so filthy. Right? So they start one place, Islam, or interfaith, right? Then in the so-called modern Western countries, to dilute the real values, like the values that we inherited from our great-grandfathers, right? A woman would be separated from men. They won't mix. So now, a dilution process. Right? But the dilution process will be, if there's a screen between the men and the women, so one modernist scholar will come and say, you like my sisters, pull the screens out. what's the need to observe that, right? And you know, you're like my sisters, you must be happy. And then can't we snap together? It's his wife, his daughter, and you snapping with him, with her. See that whole dilution, whole dilution. So one place, Chrislam, one interfaith, and one is dilution. Can you see that? So all the salient features in Islam just dilute them. Just give a cover, only give a frontage of Islam. So you want turban and kurta, and you want tasbih in your hand. So then, now then the bank also will be right. You want tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So the bank also becomes right. So how it comes right? From musalla there, a man with a tasbih and a photo of a bank. Bank, man with tasbih, put some Arabic words. So you don't know Arabic words, put al-bank. So it's all fronting only. But you see how they diluting Islam. One, second, third, all diluting. And the result of the diluting on the day of Qiyamah, you just worried about the fronting. So what's going to be, we're not thinking what's going to be the consequence. It's a diluting process, we're getting caught into it, and we don't understand. Somebody is going to riba, somebody is mixing up with women, somebody says, just capture the moment, sleeping with the girls. Your wife, any person that's right in his brains, will you allow a stranger to snap with your wife? Because you're really off, really off. This dilution process. Someone wants to film the whole Hajj. Women, men, all mixed up. And the argument they would use, but in your tawaf, all are mixed up. Any person's action is not a proof. It's not that they are doing the tawaf mixed up there. It's a proof for permissibility. The correct way was, there should be a distance between the men and women. Make tawaf. One row for men, one row for women. So if someone is doing it incorrectly, then you can't use that as a proof. That if they're doing it here, then what's wrong with it? What's wrong is wrong, whoever is doing it. Whoever is doing it, that doesn't justify the wrong. So someone is doing that, mixing up, someone is snapping with a woman, someone is sitting and eating with a woman, and if you talk to him about it, then you say, no, you're being very rigid. So practicing Islam becomes a rigid thing, but practicing a diluted version, you are very cool and calm. Like I said now, you have suri there and you halal meat. Now you are cool. See? Wallah, the stench is worse. We don't realize it's worse. Because the person that died with stench, right? Physical, visible, right? Number two, he'll still go Jannat. Jannat dua was still there. He was messed up. Here Kalama, he died. But this spiritual stench of kufr, shirk, and mixed up. No matter what perfume you use, you can't go to Jannah. The thing is whole shut up for you. It's closed up for you. Absolutely closed up for you. There's no way. La yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. So this dilution is coming in different forms. And the Quran has already predicted. وَدُّوْلُوا تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُ What they want is you must be like them. You must be like one hall, in one hall, prayer hall, do your Islam, do your Buddhism, do your Shaitanism, is atheism, everything one place. See that? Dilution. So for these people on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? At the beginning they'll have a light. Because they try to bluff, and they'll be bluffed on the day of Qiyamah. يُخَادِئُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِئُونَ. You see? لَمْ قَوْلُوا بَلَا وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You had brought this problem to yourself. وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ. So and you were looking for problems for Muslims. فَلَوْمَ لَا يُخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةً. So there will be no compensation, nothing, no ransom. مَأَوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Go straight Jahannam, go. So I showed you the first class kafirs, second class of the munafiqin, the fronting group, the fronting. Just want to show a good front, that's all. And then the third group of the mu'mins, right? Allah Pak will bless them as well. He'll treat this one separately, this one separately, and this one separately. How he'll treat them? يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Allah Pak will not disgrace those that be on the path of the Nabi. No dilution, straight, or is inside, outside. Allah Pak won't disgrace them. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Now, in that immigration process, they will have a perfect light. Perfect light they'll have. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي. Perfect, right till the enter Jannah. The whole road is lit up for them. Then the different type of lights that Allah will grant. So the hadith, there's about 10 hadith which shows the different lights, right? The masha'ina fi zulm. Bashir masha'in fi zulmati bi nuri ta'amma. Those that went for namaz in the dark hours, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, the dark hours, Allah gives them a perfect light. See that? How are you going to get a perfect light? Perfect night. This side here, see that the fronting group. Fronting group, you got music, woman, everything carries on. Sab kuch chalta hai. Just have to give a Islamic name, that's all. Al Bank. So that becomes right. Have a picture of a man with a tasbih, that becomes right. See, this is a political Islam. You may see when the political, you know, when they're doing this canvassing and all that, right? So the politician will come to the masjid also, on topi, have on tasbih. And the Muslim politician will tell the kafir politician, give out bayan. So we all know, you know, when we say someone is absurd, someone is deceiving, what do we say? Is a politics. Who do we say that? Who do we say that? In Durban we had one, Raj Bansi. You know? Raj Bansi, politician, right? Died now. So it was famous of him. He'll organize for you the license for a garage, right? But it was CM 10%. So they called him Mr. 10%. So the people caught up with him and they made a whole film and a drama of him. Tickets, 209 tickets to get him to see the whole Sharaj Bansi, how he's operating. So they did it to disgrace him. 209 ticket to go inside to see the whole. He also bought a ticket to go see himself disgraced. That's a politician. This political Islam is that side you're going to wear a topi, have a tasbih coming on the street. Going to a church, you'll have a cross. Same person. Going to a temple, you'll have a dot here. So it's not Islam, it's politics. So the Muslim politician will come to the masjid to give a bayan. Come to the Eidgah to give a bayan. But you carry on somewhere else. Masjid, the Eidgah is not your place. It's your place. So she's all getting fused up, mixed up. Allah Pak says, مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَى أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Allah Pak says, I want something pure, I don't want diluted. I ask you for a moment, right? In all honesty, the diluted thing doesn't work with you as well. You got married to a girl, right? She says, here, I'll give you 5 days in the week. 2 days, I got 2 boyfriends, I'll see them. 5 days with you, so this dilution program is acceptable. To any person that is right needs to be. So for your personal self, you want it pure. But for Allah, you want a diluted, surah diluted. Can you understand? It's diluted with surah, and for Allah Pak you give that. But for yourself, you don't want any dilution. You don't want any type of no sharing. You know? She comes in now, sharing, caring. Go. She sells you 5 days for you, and you know there's a thing like sharing, caring. So I'm going to someone else. Is it acceptable? So when you're not accepting it, then how you expect Allah to accept it? So now, this is a mu'min now. He didn't know all this. He remained Mr. Nobody, nobody knows him, nobody gives him an applaud, he doesn't appear on television, nothing. No photography, nothing. Simple. But now this person, he will overtake everybody on the day of Qiyamah. Masha'ina fi zulame bit nuri ta'amma, with a perfect light. Then the Muslim that also recites Surah Kahf, he's getting a great nur on a Friday, and his feet right to the heavens. Such a powerful light he's getting, right? Then the Muslim that reads the Quran Sharif, he'll get a great nur. See the different people, different hadiths, right? Then the Muslim whose hair became white in Islam for a nur. Then the Muslim who shot an arrow in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he's getting a nur. Then the Muslim, how many hadiths I counted now? 5. Then the Muslim who pelted at the Jamarat, he'll get a nur. Right? Then that Muslim who shaved his hair after Umrah or Hajj, right? Get a nur. How many are these now? 7. Right. Then after that, a Muslim who tried to help people, difficulty, work out something and get the person going, help him out. Now guess what type of nur he'll get. So for the ibadah you get a nur, but one Muslim now, alright, let's try and sort this person out, help him out, cover his fault, let's make it work for him. Somehow, right? Unsnich karke, you missed out some of your comforts and luxuries just to see to the person, right? Your rest, your eating, or your money or something. But your ideas, let's do something, let's fix it up for him. So guess what he gets? He gets a light the size of a universe. No universe, 2 lights like that. So can you imagine now what light that Muslim gets? But the condition is, I don't want dilution. I don't want to mix up Islam. Right? I don't want to mix up Islam. See, they will use different titles to justify. Someone will say, don't be judgmental. So all this is ignorance, stupidity and ignorance. Right? Someone will say, let us agree to disagree. Right? So all these slogans are used to justify all these wrong ends. And the common person gets caught up in all these things here. It's caught up. I keep reminding, but it's not healthy in this climate to be listening and viewing everything. I have one alim that is sincere, is the old style, is not diluted. Right? And ask him what program I must listen, what I must see and what I mustn't see, rather than having a mixed mind. Allah doesn't want it mixed. He's saying he wants Allah lillahi, I want it pure, absolute pure, clean. I don't want impurity. Imagine now you got married and your wife came in and she was all suris here, by the ears, everywhere. Was it acceptable? So how you expect this to be acceptable? Allah is saying, Allah li lai dirul, all is pure, absolute. Don't mix it up, don't dilute it. So this person gets a 2 universe size, a light, the size of, the equivalent of 2 universe. fixed up for this person, try to help that person, help that person. Kis tarah se main uske kaam ko banau? Somehow make a plan for him, make it work for him, make life easy for him. How can I do it? Even though I incur some loss, it's alright. But uska kaam humne bana diya. We'll try, inshallah. Now the need of the time, I said yesterday also, is to make dua for the Gaza. Right. So, we may be complaining, right? We don't have the power. So, Allah Pak is showing you the procedure, how to draw from Allah. You want power, strength, how to, He's showing you. But you want power, might and glory, how do you get it? So he says, several places in the Quran, but I'll just all quote one, right? Istaghfiru Rabbakum summa tubu ilayhi. But one made his dua, the Ramzan, nothing to eat, right? But now, what Allah's plan is, how you must draw? Istaghfiru Rabbakum summa tubu. Yursili samaa alaykum bidrara wa yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. So, but for that, istaghfiru Rabbakum summa tubu ilayhi. So you ask Allah's forgiveness for yourself and for the Muslims in Gaza, wherever the Muslims are being, in Zulm, etc., right? Wherever they are being tried out. So make dua for our forgiveness, for their forgiveness. Summa tubu ilayhi, and then come back onto his obedience. See, we have moved away. We don't show that level of obedience. Tubu ilayhi, come back. Come back to what? To obedience. You have gone, you have shifted from obedience, come back. And for that Allah says, give you two things. Give you rosy in abundance. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. Too much is given. And wayazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum. And He will grant you additional power. Not just double full power. Say double full, no. He'll give you additional power. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Malaika will come to your support. In the first session of the Gaza, the Israelis were complaining, these people are getting some help from the heavens. They were saying that. So, that same Allah Ta'ala that we implored then, employ Him again. This is what we should be doing. Ask for forgiveness ourselves then, and make dua that we also make an intention to come back to the original. And they also make dua for them, that they come back to the original. And an easy way is that, one is we make dua individually. And the other way is that, people pair up, right? Like in a lot of expeditions, Sahaba Kiram, one person will make dua, other person will make ameen. And hundreds of hundreds of duas are accepted. You making dua, and he's saying ameen. You making dua, he's saying ameen. So we pair up, or singular, whichever way. Right? But I'll just make a 1 minute tashkil. Who's prepared to do that for this night? Another, right? Accept everybody's dua. At least we are in the plight of our brothers in this time of need. Imagine you were in the time of need, and someone making dua for you. How you would have appreciated? Allah grant every topic.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راض لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على موقف سيدنا محمد في المواقف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا منه ظالمين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم اجعل خير أمورنا آخره وخير أعمالنا خواتمه وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيها ولي الإسلام. Allah forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, it is your fazl, your karam, O Allah. O Allah, it is your kindness, O Allah, despite our sins, O Allah. You have given us a place in your house, in your this Mubarak month, O Allah. We are not worthy of it, O Allah. O Allah, we feel ashamed, O Allah, being your guest, O Allah. We have blackened our face. We are ugly with sin, O Allah. We are soiled with sin, O Allah. Our hearts are filled with sin. Our bodies are filled with sin, O Allah. But you have brought us to your threshold, O Allah. We feel ashamed standing here, O Allah. O Allah, beautify us, O Allah. Nazar-e-karam farma, O Allah. Nazar-e-karam farma, O Allah. Look at us favorably, O Allah. Focus on us, O Allah. Purify us, O Allah. Beautify us, O Allah. O Allah, you've concealed our sins, O Allah. Continue concealing our sins, O Allah. O Allah, cover up our sins, O Allah. Dar-guzar farma, Malik. Overlook our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we are ashamed, O Allah. Not a single sin we can justify, O Allah. Every one, O Allah, it was our fault, O Allah. We were wrong, O Allah. We messed up, O Allah. We won't do it again, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to reform ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, we have no excuse, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. We are the worst in this world, O Allah. We have spoiled this world, O Allah. We have messed up everything, O Allah. So many opportunities you have given us, O Allah. We made a mess of things. We made a mockery of things, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Don't deprive us, O Allah. O Allah, don't deprive us, O Allah. Grant us tawfiq and ability to do it in a manner, O Allah, that you will be pleased with us, O Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka tamam al-wudu'i wa tamam al-salati wa tamam ridwanik wa tamam maghfiratik, O Allah. Grant us, O Allah. We don't know what is namaz. We don't know what is wuzu. We don't know what is anything, O Allah. We make a mess of everything, O Allah. O Allah, hold us and guide us, O Allah. Make our limbs do such, O Allah, that you are pleased with it, O Allah. Let us do actions that you will be pleased with, O Allah. Oh Allah, save us from your displeasure, oh Allah. Oh Allah, record us from your grateful servants, oh Allah. We don't know what it is to make shukr, oh Allah. We don't know, really, we don't know what it is to make shukr, oh Allah. Day and night, oh Allah, you are showering us with favors upon favors. Sometimes it is a favor within a favor, oh Allah. We don't recognize it, oh Allah. We only realize it the day when it's taken away, oh Allah. It's too late, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't test us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah, on account of our ingratitude, ungratefulness, oh Allah, disappreciation. Don't ever snatch away any favor from us, oh Allah. Before that, oh Allah, bless us with the tawfiq and ability to appreciate every favor of yours, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from ungratefulness, oh Allah. Save us from proving that shaitan wrong, oh Allah. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, oh Allah. What a shame it will be on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, when he'll be smiling and say that these were ungrateful servants, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us, oh Allah. Make us your shakirin banda, oh Allah. We don't know what is shukr, oh Allah. Record us from your shakirin banda, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, honor them in every respect, oh Allah. Grant them afiyat in every respect, oh Allah. Be pleased with them, oh Allah. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانَا صَغِيرًا رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانَا صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, those amongst our parents have passed on, oh Allah. You grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, oh Allah. Honor them, oh Allah. Make every second a happier moment for them in the Akhirat, oh Allah. Just keep their happiness escalating on and on, oh Allah, until the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, keep them happy, oh Allah. Whatever, oh Allah, mistakes or faults they may have, oh Allah, we beg you on their behalf, oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. Forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them. We're begging you on their behalf, oh Allah. Forgive them. Those of our parents who are alive, oh Allah, assign us to their khidmat, oh Allah. Grant us the tawfiq and ability to serve them in a manner, oh Allah, ke unke dilo baagh baagh ho karke duaon se phoot pare, oh Allah. They just make dua upon dua for us, oh Allah. They be pleased with us, oh Allah. Make us obedient to them, oh Allah. Let us understand the value of them, oh Allah. That you are pleased with us if they are pleased with us, oh Allah. Make us understand that, oh Allah. Let that reality be in our hearts, oh Allah. That your pleasure lies in their pleasure, oh Allah. If they are pleased, you are pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the ability and tawfiq, oh Allah. To honor them, to serve them, oh Allah. To be for them there, oh Allah. Make qadar of them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you give us the tawfiq and ability to fulfill every rights of every person, oh Allah. The rights of our ustad, the rights of our students, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our friends, the rights of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. We are blind sometimes to people's rights, oh Allah. We take advantage over people's rights, oh Allah. Forgive us for that, oh Allah. Grant those people the tawfiq and hidayah to forgive us as well, oh Allah. And anyone who may have wronged us, oh Allah, we wholeheartedly forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, adorn our homes with the Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Kamil Sunnat par kamil ittiba naseeb farma, oh Allah. Aur usi par hamare maut a jaye, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be that we die on the Sunnat, oh Allah. We are occupied in practicing a Sunnat and then malikal maut must meet us, oh Allah. There's no reason for anyone to question, was this a Muslim, oh Allah? Everything says it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are weak, oh Allah. Honor us, oh Allah. Forgive us at that time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless our household with the Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, get us addicted to the Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Remove the love of any other way from our hearts, oh Allah. Create a hatred for any other way in our hearts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us be a real role model of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sunnat, oh Allah. And let us pass away right till our last breath, oh Allah. Our homes must be adorned with the Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, maut is a reality, oh Allah. We don't know what the future holds for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, show mercy upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, for the future that is left to Allah,
that is known to you only, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayah to do works that will please you, O Allah. Let us not get caught in the qaid and the plot of the nafs, O Allah. Rather, O Allah, you guide us, O Allah. You guide us into works where your pleasure lied, O Allah. You guide us in fulfilling the need of the time, O Allah. Whatever you feel, O Allah, is the right thing to be done at that time, O Allah. You hold us by our forelocks, O Allah, and you assign us there. Support us through that, O Allah. You see to it, O Allah. And at the end, O Allah, as usual, we full of faults. We make a mess up of things, O Allah. You crown it and beautify it and crown it with acceptance, O Allah. Crown every deed of us, of ours, with acceptance, O Allah. It is not even worthy of even looking at, O Allah. It is filthy, it is contaminated, O Allah. But you look at it, nazar karam farma, O Allah. And you crown it with acceptance and beautify it, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, all those who are ailing, sick, and in difficulty, O Allah, those that are in misery, in some types of sickness, whatever it may be, our families, our dear ones, our near ones, O Allah, you grant them kamil shifa, O Allah. O Allah, you restore their health to better than what it was, O Allah. O Allah, your treasures are too great, O Allah. There is nothing that will decrease from there, O Allah, if you declare a sick person shifa, O Allah. O Allah, do it, O Allah. O Allah, help us, O Allah. O Allah, declare the shifa for the sick people, O Allah. Declare them shifa, O Allah. It is in your kudrat, O Allah, no doubt, O Allah, that you can restore their health to better than what it was, O Allah. You do it for them, O Allah. You do it for them, O Allah. Whoever is sick in whichever part of the world, O Allah, you grant them kamil shifa, O Allah. Whoever is in difficulty, distress, in debts, O Allah, you see to their needs, O Allah. You create avenues and relieve them, O Allah. Relieve them, O Allah. Put barakat in their wealth, O Allah. Put barakat in their lives, O Allah. And whatever their difficulties may be, O Allah, you remove it, O Allah. You remove it and bless them in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, all those people who may have benefited us, O Allah, especially our asatiza ikram, our mashayikh, O Allah, all those people who were responsible for benefiting our deen or dunya in whichever way, O Allah, those amongst them who have passed on, O Allah, you grant them the highest ranks in Jannat, O Allah, honor them in the Akhirat, O Allah, honor them in the Akhirat, O Allah, make every moment a happier moment for them, O Allah, you personally tell them that this is your repayment on behalf of us, O Allah, you repay them and honor them in every respect, O Allah, those amongst them are alive, O Allah, you grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Honor them, O Allah. Keep them safe, O Allah. Save them and us from every harm of every creation of yours, O Allah. Hamku accha bana aur accha naseeb farma, O Allah. Make us and our household good and bless us all good, O Allah. O Allah, bless us in this month, O Allah. Bless us in this night, O Allah. Bless us in this place, O Allah. O Allah, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to be sitting here, O Allah, what you would have liked for him, like that for us, O Allah. Grant us what you would have liked is. If he happened to be here now, O Allah, what you would have liked for him, O Allah, like that for us in this month, O Allah. O Allah, grant us all good, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, you see to it, O Allah, that these fitnas that are coming, O Allah, you save us, O Allah. You save us, you save our children, O Allah. You save our entire progeny right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Let them live with true iman, O Allah. True yaqeen, O Allah. Pure deen, O Allah. Not contaminated and mixed up, O Allah. That pure deen, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us, O Allah. You let every descendant, including us and every descendant of ours that is to come unto the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, live on that pure, clear and clean deen, O Allah. That original deen which is liked by you and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let them die on that, O Allah. Let them rise on the day of Qiyamah on that, O Allah. Let them be from amongst Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, O Allah. Save us from deviating, O Allah. Save us from joining up with the wrong groups, O Allah. O Allah, you protect the iman. You protect the iman in every regard, O Allah. Save every single progeny of us till the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, O Hazrat Mufti Sahib, O Allah. You grant him honor in every respect, O Allah. You reward him on our behalf, O Allah. O Allah, he has tirelessly dedicated his life for us, O Allah. We can never ever repay him, O Allah. O Allah, you grant him afiyat in every respect, O Allah. You honor him in every respect, O Allah. You be pleased with him, O Allah. You keep him pleased with us, O Allah. We have insulted him, O Allah. We have made this place a mockery, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive us for the bi'admi, whatever mistakes, whatever disrespect we have showed to your friends, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive us. Forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive us. Ya Allah, we won't do it again, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with tawfiq to do it again, oh Allah. Bless us to make qadar of this great ni'mat, oh Allah. The greatest ni'mat after iman, oh Allah. In the company of the righteous, oh Allah. Give us qadar. Qadar na'ni ki tawfiq nasib farma ka. Malik qadar na'ni ki nasib. Tawfiq nasib farma ma. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, begging you, Allah. You know, Ya Allah, nothing is hidden from your knowledge, oh Allah. You know what the Muslims are going through in Gaza, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive them, oh Allah. While we are tasting and wasting on our dasturkhans, oh Allah, they don't have a drop of water and khajur, oh Allah, to open their fast. Malik, Rahm Farma, Ya Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummati hai. Ya Allah, whatever may be the reason for your help to come to them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us toward tadarru and dua and toba, oh Allah, and remove that obstacle, oh Allah, and send your help, oh Allah. You did it in the times of Sahaba. Anzala Allahu sakinatahu ala rasulihi wa ala al-mu'minina wa anzala junudan lam taruha. Ya Allah, you send invisible armies, oh Allah, at the time of war, in the times of the Sahaba, oh Allah. Oh Allah, send those armies, oh Allah. Support them, oh Allah. Be with them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, it's difficult what it is going through, oh Allah. We don't want to even imagine it, oh Allah. Some are lying buried under rubble, oh Allah, at the time of iftar, but they are still fasting. Some are in difficulty, oh Allah. Some are moving around with limbs torn apart, oh Allah. So, Allah, to some good dekh raha hai, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever is the delay, oh Allah. We begging you, Allah. Oh Allah, whatever is the delay in your help coming, oh Allah. We begging you, Allah, remove that, oh Allah. Wherever we have made a shortfall that has caused the delay, it may be our sins, oh Allah, that these people are suffering, oh Allah. Forgive us and forgive them, oh Allah. Remove that, guide us to make amends. Guide us to make islah of that wrong, oh Allah. And then send your full help, barpoor koshish nasib farma, oh Allah. Unki barpoor nusrat farma, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, how it will be, oh Allah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how his heart must be paining when he receives, oh Allah, the news of what his ummatis are going through, oh Allah. The difficulty, the harm they are going through, how his heart must be paining, oh Allah. Oh Allah, look at that, oh Allah. And on account of that, oh Allah, just to bring happiness to his heart, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help these people, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, increase their iman, oh Allah. Increase their sabr, oh Allah. Oh Allah, support them in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you can make it happen, oh Allah. You made that fire calm and cool on Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, oh Allah. You make, oh Allah, the atmosphere they cool and calm for them, oh Allah. In the difficulty that may look to us, oh Allah, they are in rahat and comforts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you support them in every way, oh Allah. You made Musa alayhi salam successful against Fir'aun, oh Allah. You make these people successful, oh Allah. You're the same Rabb, oh Allah. You'll do it for them, oh Allah. We have yaqeen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help these people, oh Allah. We're begging you on their behalf, oh Allah. Oh Allah, come to their aid, oh Allah. Send those armies, oh Allah, at the time of the wars, at the time of the Sahabas, oh Allah. The invisible armies, oh Allah, you send them, oh Allah. And you defeated this kuffar, oh Allah. Help them, oh Allah. Help them, oh Allah. Show mercy upon them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, every dua of every mu'min, oh Allah, as long as it is good and you are aware of their need, oh Allah, you fulfill every need of them and accept every dua of every person, oh Allah. There may be so many things, oh Allah, that we have to ask for, oh Allah. Accept every person's dua, oh Allah. Accept every person's ibadat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant them all, grant us all, oh Allah, your choicest mercies, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be pleased with us, oh Allah. Be happy with us, O Allah. All which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Allah. You grant us all that good, O Allah. All that he has sought evil from, protection from, O Allah. You protect us from that evil, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.